We're back, and Laura McConnell, Communications Manager, Boise, Idaho, Visitors and Convention Bureau, has taken time out of her very busy schedule to chat with us today about her favorite subject. What would you think that would be? Boise, Idaho, of course. Thank you for joining us today, Laura.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
And how's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Well, we've given you about a half a dozen different times that we were going to call you, didn't we?
Yeah, and you know what? I managed to be available for all of them. So, and look, here I am now. So
there we go. I understand that Bob Fisher is going to be coming out to visit you and to do an in-depth article on Boise, and so we're looking forward to that, and hopefully he gets his time right.
Yeah, well, you know, I booked his airline ticket, so I'm hopeful that he makes the flight. And I think once we get him here, we'll be okay.
Let's go to Boise. You know, I was looking at a couple of things on the site, and I found a great little statement which I jotted down, and I've lost it for the moment, but I'll find it. But tell us a little bit about the history. Let's start off with that, if you will.
Well, Boise really got its name from some fur trappers back, you know, in the early 1800s when they would be traveling across, and it's all high desert around us, so they sort of crested this hill, which would be, you know, our foothills, and they looked down and they finally saw some trees, and they were, you know, quite thankful to see that, and they were French fur trappers, so they said les bois, which meant they knew there was water. So that's pretty much how the city got its name.
Well, in fact, I found this little note that I made.
Good.
It was nestled on a high desert plain in the shadow of the Rocky Mountains with a pristine river flowing through it. Boise finds its roots from the gold rush days of the 1800s. How nice is that?
It's pretty nice. And that really is exactly what we look like, if that sort of paints a picture, as well as that is definitely our history. We, from the fur trappers, you know, that came through first, then the Oregon Trail, and they found gold, and then people stayed and were mining for gold up in our foothills is what we call them. And, you know, from there, kind of the city was born, and they needed people to support the mining, and it just kind of blossomed from there.
And you call it America's most livable and likable city.
Yes, we do. It's pretty true.
That's a
well.
Pretty strong statement, my dear.
Well, it is, but Boise is sort of one of those unknown gems that they don't really have an image of what Boise is. They don't necessarily have a bad image. They just don't really know what all is here. We're pretty far north. There's sort of a presupposition that we have really, you know, bad cold weather, you know, or maybe that we're more like the Pacific Northwest and rainy, and that really isn't the case and on either issue. So we're kind of out of the main path.
And it offers
travel.
Culture. you're offering culture and entertainment of a large urban area in a place that feels a little bit like everybody's hometown.
Correct. We're still a fairly small city, at least have that small town feel. We're up to about 200,000 in population now, but people are still very friendly. We still speak to each other on the street, even when we don't know each other. And
in other words, you still say good morning when you meet somebody on the street.
Correct. Or wave, or smile, or say hi, or yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yep. We're kind of losing that in this world, aren't we?
Yeah, it seems to be going that way, but we're still trying.
Now, the climate. Tell us about the climate.
Well, Boise is located on a high desert plain.
Right.
So we have a desert. We are a desert. The trees that are here, it's kind of funny. Our nickname is the City of Trees, but none of those trees were here until the people moved in. And then, of course, they needed more people to move, so they started planting a bunch of trees so it looked like this wonderful, beautiful, lush place to live.
Right.
So, you know, to this day, all the trees and things that you see in town, and there are a lot, it's all because of irrigation. If we didn't have the Boise River and somebody along the way didn't figure out how to water the grass and do those sort of things, we would be pretty dry. And, you know, by desert, we have very low humidity. We do have some high temperatures in the summer, typically 90s. We'll get some three-digit days, you know, small blips of those, but very low humidity. And in the winter months, as far north as we are, we only see, 6 to 12 inches of snow in the winter. But yet our ski resort, which is at about 7,300 feet, somewhere up in there, they get plenty of snow, you know, and the resort's open all the time. But here in the valley where the city is, we don't see that. We don't see the really freezing temperatures. And we receive very little rain throughout the year as well. 12 inches is
now,
pretty much all we get.
We touched on culture and entertainment. Why don't you walk us through that, if you will?
Well, for a city our size, we have a lot of cultural opportunities and pursuits. We have a Philharmonic Orchestra here. We have a ballet company, an opera company, lots of art galleries.
We even have a summer Shakespearean festival, don't
correct.
We?
Correct. Yeah, our Shakespeare Festival runs June through September, and they typically do about 5 plays during the summer months. Usually 2 or 3 Shakespeare, and then the others, some other interesting and entertaining
and the Gene Harris Jazz Festival, for one. I don't know if we mentioned that one.
Yeah, the Gene Harris Jazz Festival takes place the first week in April, and Gene Harris, who was a recognized jazz pianist, used to live here in Boise. He lived in the Midwest and then moved to Boise and called Boise his home. And he has, you know, died in the last few years, but the festival still continues on. It has a strong focus on education for high school and college students and that sort, as well as the performances that are available, you know, to the public. And it's a very popular event, continues to grow.
Now, how about outside recreation and activities?
It's right out our back door. That's one of the things that makes this place so livable. We have, you know, the river, the Boise River runs right through town, and we have a green belt. It's a 25-mile linear park is how folks refer to it, that you can bike ride or walk or jog, whatever, and that follows the riverbanks pretty much for those 25 miles through the city. In our foothills, you mentioned how we're nestled at the base of the Rocky Mountains. We do back right up to foothills, so there's excellent opportunities for mountain biking, hiking, those type of things there. Again, back to the river, fishing. You can fish right downtown, pretty much. Just, you know, walk to the riverbank and cast the line. They see fly fishing and spinners, that kind of thing. We're 45 minutes from excellent whitewater rafting, you know, Class 1 to Class 5 rapids. Of course, the mountains are easily accessible within an hour, so anything that you want to do, you know, more further afield, be it hiking and camping, snowshoeing in the winter, cross-country skiing, we have, you know, trails and pass systems for all of that as well. So lots of outfitters that leave from nearby locations and do llama trekking and horseback trips and hunting trips and fishing trips. I mean, you name it. It's right here.
And you have the Idaho Steelheads.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And the Boise Hawks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're a fun team to watch. Great fun.
So, and of course, you have both thoroughbred and quarter horse racing.
Yep, at Les Bois Park.
So, tell me about. We always do this at lunchtime because I'm a bit of a masochist, I think. I always get hungry at this time. But touch on the dining. the cuisine.
We have there's lots of restaurants in the area, a lot of kind of unique places. Downtown is, they say that in downtown there's an estimated 100 restaurants in about an 8-block area. Everything from ethnic restaurants to brew pubs, you know, coffee shops to your white tablecloth, you know, fine china type locations. Downtown's also a very active location, so there's lots of outdoor dining, which people really enjoy, and our climate really lends itself to that. Well into, I mean, maybe not winter, they kind of close up in winter, but certainly spring and late fall, folks are right out. We love being outside. I'm sure the sunscreen companies do a real good job around here because everyone's outside all the time.
Now, for those listeners that might like to take either a road trip, let's do a road trip.
Okay.
give us your location and just, you know, approximately how people would get there from various parts of the country.
Well, we're located in the southwestern corner of Idaho, so we're up there bordering Oregon and Washington.
Right.
If you're driving, you'll probably come in on Interstate 84, and you know we're right there. We're just off the interstate. It's easy to get here if you wanted to fly as well. We're pretty much a one-stop connection or a one change of planes. If you're traveling that way, we have connections from most of our major hubs. Lots of airlines fly in, so it's pretty easy to get here.
Well, we're going to get Bob Fisher out there.
Yeah,
and he's going to do a wonderful in-depth piece on Boise, which we're very we're looking forward to to seeing. And of course, what we'll do is I will chat with Bob about it as well on the air. So we're looking forward to that. And I want to thank you once again for taking the time to chat with us. And you think you can remember the website?
Ours? Yeah, I think I can pull that one out. The Boise Convention Visitors Bureau website is www.boise.org.
Uh-huh. And not CVB, but...
Nope. Yeah, I know. Our email has a CVB in it, and that gets to be a little bit confusing. But that's that. Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on, and we
Laura,
invite anybody
pleasure.
To come on out and have a little visit, experience Boise.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you soon. Bye-bye
thanks.
For now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was a little chat about Boise with Lori. And as I said, Bob Fisher is going to be going out there shortly. And that pretty much wraps up the show. You're listening to Talking Travel, the voice of Travel Live on the Travel Talk Radio Network and worldwide at TTRN.com. You can check out our program schedule by going to TTRN.com for the latest guest information. And my guest next week will be Evan Eggers. And Martin, host of On Top of the World, Destination Canada with Sandra Feeney, and Malaya Asfor, director of the Georgian Tourist Board. So until then, this is Roy Lowy saying bye for now and happy travels.
You've been listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Visit our website at TTRN.com for complete show archives and interviews with guests like Chris Elliott, Peter Greenberg, Bob Fisher, Johnny Jett, and many other great travel professionals. Don't forget to tune in live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern for more Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends.